the spirit of independence. Hassan and his younger brother Salman were very excited about celebrating Independence Day. Each year, all the neighborhood kids tried to decorate their house the best. By the time it was August, every street in the neighborhood was bustling with festivities and every house in the streets was festooned with green flags. Last Independence Day, a boy named Musa had the best-looking house in the area. He had put small strings of flags on the entire front side of his house. He had also placed a huge flag on the very top. You could see the giant green flag fluttering in the wind from streets away. Musa had then become the neighborhood hero. All the kids talked about him for days. This Independence Day, Hassan and Salman planned to make their house look the best one out of them all. They were going to tie a huge flag on their roof. They were also going to put a string of small flags, fairy lights, and green balloons all around the house. Soon, it was 14th August. Hassan and Salman's house really looked more unique than any other house in the neighborhood. The smaller decorations were done, all that was left was the big flag. It had to be tied to a pole on the very top of the roof. Salman took the ladder upstairs and was just climbing it when his foot slipped. He had broken his ankle. His parents took him to the hospital immediately. After a few days, he came back home. Salman's grandfather said to both the boys, "Oh dear, you children don't understand the meaning of independence. Loving Pakistan isn't about who decorates their house the best. True patriotism means taking care of your country, keeping it clean, and living peacefully.
This is the true spirit of celebrating Independence Day."
Hassan and Salman both promised to keep Pakistan clean and green afterwards.